Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for Christian women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 22, and let's talk about a good rule of thumb for making decisions. Before the end of 2015, I had what I call a Holy Spirit whisper. And what that is for me is where a lot of times I'll kind of like in snapshots learn things that, you know, I mean, they're kind of common sense, but you know how you have common sense, you kind of weave common sense together and it goes from just, you know, having the knowledge to understanding and then to wisdom, right? So for me, those Holy Spirit moments help me thread a certain level of understanding together to get a revelation. And some of these revelations, again, are probably common sense for other people, but they are things that I am, you know, learning through that revelation, or some people have not learned yet. So I had a Holy Spirit whisper before 2015 about decision making. And what the revelation for me was, is that I think a lot of people, if not most people, make decisions based off what they will gain and not so much based off what it will cost them. The Bible says, who builds a house without first counting the cost? So the goal, you know, in that scripture would be the man wants to build a house, but a wise man, I think, I feel like it's implying, is saying, not only will he say, yeah, you know, it's a great goal, it's a great goal to build this house, but what is it going to cost? What is it going to cost me in terms of time? What is it going to cost me in terms of money? What is it going to cost me in terms of stressing out about whatever complications I have from building this house? So the revelation that I got from that was making decisions from the standpoint of how it is going to impact you, not only today, but 5, 10, or maybe even 20 years from now. And more specifically, how those decisions are going to impact you for the rest of your life, meaning what they're going to cost you, not just what you're going to gain, but what are those decisions going to cost you? And it made me realize how we have to understand how important our daily decisions are, because what we decide today influences who we become tomorrow and beyond. So as I came to that realization, I understood that a good rule of thumb for making decisions is to ask this question: how will this impact me 5, 10, or even 20 years from now? Because when you make major life decisions, you should always consider your future. I use a simple example. What I eat every day may not seem like a major life decision, but if I'm using Or excuse me, if I'm consuming fast food every day and not taking care of myself physically, not working out, you know, not doing things to reduce stress, it could cost me my health or maybe even my life 10 or 20 years from now, you know, and I could die young as opposed to living a long, healthy life. And it's the same with you. So take a look at the decisions that you're making every day, whether they're very small or they're very big. And before you make those decisions, ask yourself, how is this going to impact me 5, 10, or 20 years from now? Or better yet, what is this decision going to cost me? What is it costing me now to make this decision? And how is this decision going to help me? So obviously some decisions that you make, you're going to have to consider other factors. For instance, if you have a family member that's on life support and the doctor is asking you to make a decision as to whether or not they are going to continue life support or whether you're going to take them off life support, I would say that's a decision that you need to stay in prayer about until you hear from God. It's not just, oh, well, you know, how is this going to impact me? Because obviously if you pull the plug, the person's going to be dead, and that's going to you can draw your conclusion about how that's going to impact you 5, 10, or 15, 20 years from now. You're going to have to live with the decision that you pulled the plug on that person for the rest of your life and you didn't stay in prayer about it. But for the decisions that you make that you know will impact you in some way, yes, not only do you need to stay in prayer, but you need to consider exactly how those decisions will affect you and what they will cost you. So I want to check in with you again. Let me know how you're doing with the strategies that we've been discussing in the audio series and whether or not you've been able to apply any of them. So email me at afi@authorofaithmin.com. And if you need to speak with me one-on-one, I'll also provide details on how to do that. Until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we will talk soon.